Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, you can join us here. Toll-free number, whether you want to talk about persuasion. How do you persuade people to the ideas of freedom? In fact, there's a really great book that Michael Cloud wrote. He's one of the libertarian activists. He was actually the campaign manager for Harry Brown's campaign. You mentioned Harry Brown earlier, Taryn. Harry Brown was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000. And Michael Cloud wrote Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. It actually used to be an audio cassette.
Audiobook, yeah.
Yeah. And I actually had, back in the day, I actually had the audio cassette version of that. And it's a great book. So I recommend that. The folks from the Advocates for Self-Government are the publishers of that. So if you want to go and get that, I think it's available through theadvocates.org.
I'd also like to plug Mary Ruart's update on that. She has answers?
Tough questions, simple answers.
Short answers.
Short answers to tough questions.
That's what it is, yes.
And that is a really good book to, if you can just, you know, read the main questions. What about the roads? What about, you know, how do we get along without police? And she's got answers that are basically boiled down to about a paragraph that if you just read them and you're new to the movement, it lets you communicate very complicated ideas simply. I just love that book.
She's a brilliant communicator. There's no doubt about it. In fact, she just gave a speech at the Liberty Alliance. They have a yearly
Liberty Dinner.
I've been to a couple of these over the years. I haven't gone, I don't think, in the last year or two. I don't think I went to last year's.
I've been to a couple, maybe three, and I don't know that I've ever seen you at one.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I've been to at least two. I can tell you that.
I'll take your word for it.
That was my first. I was excited.
It's like a, it's kind of a, you know,
a formal shindig.
More formal. I don't think it's, I don't think there's an actual dress code, is there? I think it's just like,
no, I just think
that, dress for it.
That, you know, the Liberty Movement doesn't have many events that you get to dress up for. So
yes,
people,
they do.
So
they
people
do.
Enjoy this because you get to actually throw on and look, you know, get pictures.
It's a nice event. There are maybe 100 or 200 people or something like that. And they, you know, they've got it in a big dining room kind of thing. And there's awards given out. Daryl Perry got an award this year. Actually, he's our Friday night co-host. He was given an award for being one of the most prolific Bill reviewers,
yes.
Meaning that what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does, this doesn't happen anywhere else, by the way. If I'm wrong about that, please call to correct us at 855-453. But I believe there is no organization, no political organization, at the very least within the United States, that is like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that does what they do. What they do, among other things, in the case of Daryl, is they have this group of volunteers, probably dozens of volunteers. I don't know how many exactly, but a lot of people. Who will read through every piece of legislation, or as many as physically can be done. And there's like 800 pieces of legislation.
It's not always every piece, but it's 800 to 1,000 pieces of legislation.
That's how many there are filed. Now, they try to read through as many as they possibly can. It just depends on how many volunteers they have. And they usually, I think they come close. I'm not sure.
They often do, and I'm just saying that they get the lion's share of legislation and all the important stuff.
They actually read through, which is an awful task. I mean, if you've ever tried reading the law before, my God, it's horribly boring and really difficult in some cases to read it, at least for me. That's my encounter with statutes and things like that. So he actually reads through these things, and these dozens of other folks do too, and then they grade the legislation. They rank it based on a variety of different factors. Does this, and I'm boiling it down, but you know, there's different questions they're asked about it, but ultimately it comes down to, does this legislation help freedom, or does it hurt freedom, or is it sort of middle of the road? And so they grade it based on these different factors, and then ultimately, and this, you can actually have more than one person read a piece of legislation, so maybe Daryl would grade it slightly differently than another reader of it. So he was awarded because he actually was like one of the top three. He was probably number one, but he's the top three of the most reader, like the most reading people. He read the most legislation this year compared to the rest of their volunteers. And they need more volunteers, by the way.
Hats off to Daryl, man. That is something that would be. I could maybe read a bill or two. I don't know how someone does.
Well, they would. They could use your help. I mean, and this is something. Sometimes people call Taryn and they'll ask us, "Hey, I'm not in New Hampshire. I might or might not move there. What can I do to help?" And, yeah. and besides, you know, the sort of the standard answer is, well, you can give money to the organizations that you support. That's an easy one. But this is one that you can, if you don't have money to give, you can put your time into this. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to be able to read a piece of proposed legislation that is proposed for New Hampshire and then grade it based on this really easy system. It's really cool.
And just rating the bills in and of itself is huge. But what we need to understand that also the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorses candidates.
That's right.
They had 78, I believe, candidates, so about 80 candidates. You're talking about 20% of the legislature is endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
That I've been endorsed by them.
That means that they are nominally libertarian. Now, you didn't have a snowball's chance in hell, but 78 out of 128 or something like that won. And that means that they're having a real effect. They have, in effect, a libertarian veto.
Not quite.
It doesn't work the same way as a veto, but 20% of the legislatures, I mean, most bills don't pass by that margin.
Yeah.
So if you have your conservative bill or your liberal bill, in order to get it through, it has to go through this group of legislators that are liberty oriented.
It's not a it's not like a gauntlet though or anything like that. It's not an impossible task to get things through. Unfortunately, we still need more people move here. We need more liberty activists here to actually make it into a libertarian veto. It's nice. It's a good thing to have. And there's a lot of stuff that passes in other states that doesn't pass here. So like the license plate scanners that 49 out of 50 states have, the police where they've got these crazy boxes on their car that scans license plates as they're driving around, or they've got them on the side of the road. These are really kind of creepy Orwellian police state kind of things. New Hampshire rejected those at the legislative level last year. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, it's not perfect. So one of the things New Hampshire did do, which I think was really poor, was they passed a handheld driving ban. So right now that actually just went into effect. And it's pretty outrageous, and that needs to go away. So hopefully we'll see a push to repeal that at some point. It's not a perfect libertarian veto, not yet. We need thousands more people to move here and get active as part of the Free State Project. And by the way, there was a milestone that passed relatively quietly. I didn't see much fanfare about this. Free State Project crossed 17,000. Very recently.
I didn't see that.
Didn't know that either.
I think they're waiting for 17.5 because that's a little more significant.
It's 85% right now.
I'm just saying.
Huge.
You know, it just seems more significant as far as the number goes.
Why would that be more significant? You know, 17,000 is a nice round number.
85% is awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, with you.
That's awesome. So congratulations, Free State Project. How long will it take us to close the gap and get to 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done and as over 1,500 other people have
done? The website says 987. Excuse me, 16,987.
Oh, no. Where did I see that? I thought, okay.
It's going to happen soon.
All right, hey, three people need to sign up during this show.
You said 13 people, right?
Yeah, 13 people.
Okay, sorry.
If you want to be part of government school. Yeah, if you want to be part of history, maybe I saw something that was like a preview for it. Maybe they were like preparing for it. I take it back. I apologize. So, I guess I should have gone and checked the actual number rather than trusting Facebook.
One thing I saw an activist post online that I think is kind of interesting, though, is that there's 17,000 people in state. 1,700, excuse me, people in state.
That's correct.
Almost 1,800 people in state for the Free State Project. And then there's another 2,500 that are friends of the Free State.
That's correct, yeah.
That means that we have 4,000 people in state.
And that have taken the 4,000 people who have taken the time to go to the Free State Project website and go through some kind of a sign-up form.
Yep.
So there's even more people who are friendly to the Free State Project who have not done that.
Right, because you're not going to move 20,000 people to a state of 1.4 million and take over. That's kind of ridiculous. What you can do is you can go there, you can get active, you can provide support for the locals that believe like you do, and you can have a real effect. One thing that I found convincing and interesting is that if you look at how many activists there are in the political process,
like Republican and Democrat,
you'll find that maybe there's about 500 Democrat activists and about 500 Republican activists and about 500 liberty activists. That means that we bring something to the table as Republicans and Democrats, because liberty activists run as both. We bring something to the table that, you know, as far as numbers, we're right there alongside. We're
already
an equal participant, because it's not Mr. and Mrs. Beer Can Voter out there. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if all you do is vote, your significance in the political process is minute.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the people who are inside, you know, the political system.
The people
working.
Who go to the state house, yeah. The people who go to a city council and town council meetings and things like that. And Free Staters are more likely than not to be involved in things like that. And you can join the fun. Go to freestateproject.org. And if you want to help with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, their website, nhliberty.org, you can help review bills from afar. That's not a problem. They would love your and appreciate your assistance. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. 686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We have time for you to share your thoughts with us. We've been talking about persuasion, also how to persuade people to the ideas of liberty, the Free State Project, and some of the cool stuff that's happening up here in New Hampshire with not even yet 2,000 people having made the move here. We're only of about 1,500 that have early moved to the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Also, ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And over at ExpressCoin.com, they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can do it from their website or grab their smartphone app at ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL when you're checking out. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So go to ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. You buy more than $40, it's only a 3% fee, which is an awesome deal to exchange currencies. So go to ExpressCoin.com and don't forget coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Mark, where are we at in this story here from the Freeman's Perspective? It's a blog. He is sharing with us some suggestions as to how best to approach people and communicate the ideas of freedom to them.
About halfway through, he's asking this question regarding the government and why it's okay for the government to use force to get what it wants and not for the average person. He says, why then is the same idea holy and glorious when applied to brigands and deceivers in the form of the government, as it has been for some 6,000 years?
And the idea he's referring to would be like if your neighbor came over and said, hey, I need some money to send my kid to school, and then put a gun in your face. Like, you'd see that as pretty obviously wrong for someone to do that. So he's asking, why is it okay when it's the people calling themselves the government effectively doing the same thing? Not as directly, but through a number of different threatening letters and things like that, they effectively do the same thing. They use the threat of force.
Yeah, and the state has been around perhaps 6,000, certainly 6,000, perhaps even farther back than that. The usual response to such a question is, by the way, is this, the sound of crickets. And please notice that this, yeah. Yes, because people can't answer this question. People, they might have a utilitarian argument that if we don't have this band of brigands and thieves,
this is the price we pay for society, Mark. We need to do this.
Right. As though somehow civility is enhanced by one organization having a monopoly privilege on theft and violence. That enhances civility, society, civil society. And please notice this is precisely the way to phrase things to the brainwash. You have to create moments of clarity. Sometimes it'll work and a seed will be planted. Other times they'll hate your guts for forcing them to see, forcing them into punishable thoughts. Mm. And these thoughts are punishable. Like, these are outlying thoughts. The idea that one group of people does not have the right to use force and violence to get what they want, that is an outlying thought. That is statism in its encapsulated form. I know that Mark Levin will tell you all kinds of things about statism, but the guy doesn't know anything about statism.
Mm.
He believes that a document signed by a few dead men from 200 and something years ago somehow binds you to behavior. The Constitution, my friends, is not a contract, because it didn't contract you. At least if it is a contract, it is not a contract with you, because you didn't get to sign it. You never had an option. The social contract, as they call it, there is no social contract. They'll change the social contract anytime that they want. Mm-hmm. They don't send you a terms of service.
Right. The social contract is whatever they say goes. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And if you don't like it, we'll kill you.
Right.
I don't care how trite this may sound, but the right way to get through to the brainwashed is simply to love them. Loving them means that you have to get over the need to win, to prove yourself right. Get clear on the facts. If you're promoting personal liberty, true free will, true free speech, and so on, you're already right. You don't have to prove anything. When you try to prove your rightness, you get dragged down into their winning game and you slide into their pit, because you don't want to be in a situation where you're winning or losing, because nobody wants to lose. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to lose a debate to you. Tell me where you have ever watched a debate. Most people don't watch debates, but where you've ever watched a debate where one side says, you know what, you're right. If you're dealing with a side like that, you're dealing with an extraordinary individual, an extraordinarily honest individual.
Yeah, once in a while you see one of the flame wars, you know, where somebody takes the high road on Facebook. You know, this is where you see debates is Facebook. And I'm always impressed when that person comes out and can own up to it, but it's rare.
Never seen
man.
That.
It's rare.
I've been convinced of, like, one thing on Facebook ever. You know, like, it just, you know, usually in debates, it's just very rare. I did post, interestingly, a video from Adam Kokesh that occurred.
With the veteran, right?
Some musclehead, yeah. In a bar, I guess. And Kokesh, it's on Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. Just scroll down till you see it. And he does a great job in talking to this guy who's looking to pound him into the dirt.
Right.
Right?
Was talking bad about America or something, right?
Yeah. Okay, he didn't hear him say anything. He just heard, you know, down the line kind of thing. And so, you know, you got something bad to say about America, I'm going to pound you into the dirt. And that's useful, pal.
Really? And he de-escalated the situation, right?
He de-escalated it, but he did it in a fashion that did not budge on his point.
And gave him something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. He, you know, the guy was willing to agree that veterans are treated terribly, and I agree with him. Veterans aren't the cause as much as, they're the victim.
It's true.
You'd be amazed how fast things can turn if you can find common ground. Like, you'll see people yelling at each other, and if you can be like, you know, I get that point, and I agree with you, and give them a win, man, they change their whole attitude. If you let someone win.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Sometimes. And it's just like we said earlier, it's those new Liberty people that are so high energized that must win. And I think there's something with, like, this community where we just got a lot of people that have to be right, you know, and I don't know if that's necessarily.
It certainly helped that he did have in common with the guy that he also is a veteran, so Adam Kokesh has spent time in the military.
That's true, but did you watch the video?
I watched some of it, and he was getting picked on because he wasn't, like, as much of a battle veteran or something
Right, he was a civil something was the terminology, and basically, I don't know what that means, but he saw some combat, but he apparently didn't see enough combat for the musclehead, right? And, whatever. There's always somebody who saw more combat than you. Are we saying that only Green Berets get to have an opinion?
Well, we got one of those too. Silver Dave is a former Green Beret.
Yeah, fine.
It blows me away how many military people are in the Liberty Movement that I had no idea, like Dale or something, you know? Or
yeah, that's right.
And
Dale was Don't Ask, Don't Tell, though. Wasn't he?
Was he?
He was kicked out of the Navy for because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell or something. He got caught in some situation.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
There's a lot of them. Well, I mean, that's because they
get it.
They know because they've been on the inside. I mean, you know how inefficient government is once you start working for them, right?
You start to see
what it's really like.
I mean, I was talking to these guys, and they're told, you know, hey, I'm fighting for freedom and liberty, and, you know, freedom's not free. And then they tell me, well, I got shipped over to Garnopian Field for, you know, 6 months.
Or Puke in the gang and talked about how, you know, there's this, of course, getting the military and there's all this propaganda about their commercials and everything and making it look all badass. And he's sweeping, I think he described it as sweeping dirt in the desert. He was like sweeping dirt off of an airfield in the desert. So we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts.
It's a force for good.
855 453. And we'll continue. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're or defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back. More Free Talk Live right now. Time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Taryn is here with us tonight. Ian and Mark in the studio as normal. And Taryn, you've got a website where you've just kind of got it back online.
Yeah.
You have a YouTube channel as well, though, which people can find by searching for your name, Taryn Lupo. That's L-U-P-O, Lupo, T-A-R-R-I-N, Taryn. You'll find his, what used to be called the LCL report, but I guess you can't really call it that anymore because you don't live in the Lowcountry.
Unless I can somehow spin it to match something up here, if I can make it an acronym. But no, I'm just trying to change it over to Taryn Lupo because it's more than just activism on there. There's also, you know, a little... I've been recently trying to plug things I'm doing in New Hampshire to show people who are interested in moving up what these small towns are like.
Like a slice of life kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like this is what's happening here in your area
spotlighting
where you moved to. You moved to the Peterborough area, which is a little town between, not a small town. I guess on the scale of New Hampshire, it's like 6,000, so maybe about a fourth of the size of Keene, for instance.
Right.
But you actually went to Dublin Days? What was it?
Dublin. All I knew about Dublin is that's where you always got pulled over and got tickets.
Okay.
Because the speed limit's like 30 in Dublin. Yeah. So I went to their little festival, and I made a video, a short video about it. You can find it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, right?
I just posted it up there earlier tonight. Yeah, yep. It's up there.
And it's called Dublin Days. If you kind of want to get an idea of the small town stuff here, I'm a small town guy. I'm not a big city manch person. I like small town life. And my story's... A lot of them are going to focus on some smaller towns, but I'd appreciate if you swing by and take a look.
So what, I mean, what kind of things happen at Dublin Days? Is it like cows and 4-H?
Yeah, kind of. You know? They had a free petting zoo, of course, okay. Which is like bribery. As soon as you get in, everybody rushes to the free petting zoo. But what I thought was interesting is they had a 100-year-old ice cream machine.
Whoa.
And it was like steam driven. It was like one that you hear a thud, thud. Thud, thud.
And they were making ice cream.
And they made ice cream with this old churn. And
did you get
some?
Did you
try some again? Oh, yeah. Okay. It was ridiculous.
They have things like that in New Hampshire all over the place. I mean, they actually...
Every weekend.
There's a market in antique tractors here. And I just don't get it. I do not get it. I'm like, oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Do they work or do they just sit there?
In many cases, they do.
Okay.
They work like old cars work. And having had a 76 Eldorado convertible, work is a really optimistic term for what it did, because it did that often enough that you looked cool, but not often enough that you always looked cool. You look pretty not cool parked on the side of the road, even if you do have a 76 Eldorado convertible.
Yeah, it's worth to watch the story just for that, just to see this cool ice cream machine.
Okay,
but then
cool. There's
also a barbershop quartet, you know, like the old-timey guys that walk around and sing. So there was a lot going on in this little town. And New Hampshire's really cool. There's events like this every weekend.
Check them out on YouTube, Taryn Lupo. As we go to your calls and thoughts, then we can talk more about persuasion, how to share the ideas of freedom more effectively with folks. Michael is in Redwood, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Oh, hi.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. I just heard you talking while I was on the phone waiting, and you said freedom isn't free. Well, what if you use deferments to go to school instead of... going to fight for this country, like so many people did? Or if you use a medical condition to stay out of going to war, but it doesn't keep you from living your life and playing tennis and running and jogging or doing whatever else that you do. I mean, in that perspective, freedom is free. If you...
Can we say freedom isn't free?
I threw it out as a colloquialism. I always hear the argument, well, freedom's not free. But I disagree with that because I don't feel that someone can earn my freedom.
I don't know if freedom is free. I think that generally you're going to have to stand your ground in order to get it. But I would question anybody who claims the United States military has provided us with freedom. Maybe we can go back as far as sort of you can make an argument sort of for the colonial military that fought against England, but. There's not much.
But what about Pearl Harbor? I mean, because my uncles went to fight in World War II and one died out there and the other came back in a wheelchair for the last 50 years of his life.
The war against Japan was a war for control of the Pacific, sort of the Pacific Rim. It wasn't a war to keep you free. Do you think that Japan was going to invade the United States?
Well, they certainly did a good job of attacking Pearl Harbor.
They didn't do that in a vacuum, though. I mean, that was a dispute over the
Roosevelt's policy.
Oil embargoes.
Roosevelt was trying his hardest to get Japan to attack us and basically thumbed his nose at them with some policies on oil, which drove them to attack. So it's not like the U.S. was innocent and we just got attacked for no reason.
Well, nobody knows how far Japan and Germany would have gone if they would have continued with their winning ways.
Well, you can only go so far because you only have so many troops to occupy territory, right? I mean, if Germany was already occupying, what was it, Poland and a few other places at that time.
At that point, they were just about to go to war with Russia, too.
Yeah, I mean, they can't spread too thin.
So far, yeah.
Well, it's tough, buddy, because, you know, all of us probably have some sort of military in our back, you know, in our family somewhere. Like, my grandpa was a military, and I love him.
My dad kept Iowa safe during the Korean War.
That's it. and it's hard because you have, you know, a personal vested interest. But as a whole, it's hard to justify what happened as to keep me free. You know, Roosevelt drove that to happen. He caused less freedom, not more.
And create a lot of social programs.
But that's just a perspective of yours. I don't know what the truth is, you know, and I never looked at it like that, you know. So, I don't know what to say. It's like when I had a classmate say that Bush knew about those 9/11 attacks. And, you know, and as much as I dislike Bush and I really do not like him, I was just horrified that she would say something like that. you know.
I know, it's tough to hear.
I mean, it's just her perspective, and there's no truth in it.
What is just your perspective? I'm sorry, just to be clear. When you're saying, Michael, that it's just your perspective, what are you referring to exactly?
Well, how you look at things, you know, because you may look
specifically
at
what?
What do you mean, typically what?
Specifically.
Oh, no, he's talking about Roosevelt. Roosevelt, well, actually, you know, a night before Pearl Harbor happened, they were intercepting signals off the coast, so they knew the attack was coming.
The McCollum memo as well.
The McCollum memo
is not a perspective. I mean, that's written down. You can read it. I think it's 8 points, basically, on how to manipulate the Japanese into attacking the United States, if I'm recalling correctly.
It's historical fact.
Yeah, just an opinion, Michael.
Right.
Those reports that you're talking about, how do you know they're not, you know, scared towards those people who want to make that claim? You know, how is
Are you claiming that the McCollum memo is
actual
fake?
Pieces of paper?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know.
I know, and this is really. I didn't know about it either. I mean, World War II seems like the most legitimate of wars in the last 100 years, doesn't it? But I mean, the fact is, World War II was created by World War I. If Wilson would have stuck to his principles and said that, and not gotten the U.S. into World War I, then Hitler would have never risen to power because there never would have been a Treaty of Versailles. There might have been a conflict with Japan over the Pacific Rim, but we can look at the McCollum memo, which is actual history, and it's not disputed by anybody, and then we can say, oh, well, in fact, the United States did have a diplomatic role. I mean, we just recently got some information that a few years before that, I mean, like 6 years before that, the Roosevelt administration was putting together plans to attack Canada. I mean, this is just how insane these people are.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call. If you want to look up more about the McCollum memo. What I would recommend that you do, Michael, is check out McCollum Memo on Wikipedia. That's a good place to start. And I'll post a link on our Facebook and our Twitter for those of you who'd like to actually read the full text of said memo.
If you want to continue believing that the World War II was a completely just war on the part of the United States, do not read the McCollum Memo. Keep your head buried in the sand.
All right, so we'll come back. We've got a full segment remaining, which means there's enough time for you if you want to join us here. 855-453 is our toll-free number. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Your call's next.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here to join us at 855-450-FREE. Get your thoughts in the remaining moments of the program. We've been talking about sharing the ideas of liberty more successfully. What are some of the tactics you can use to better communicate these concepts to people you care about or just total strangers? And there are better tactics than others, and we never really got through the full story, right, Mark? Maybe in the last, we've got like a quarter left or something like that. Did you post this already on our Facebook page?
I did, actually.
So those of you who would like to get the full story of what we've been sharing portions of here tonight, you can just go to our Facebook or our Twitter. They are both there, so go there and enjoy that. They're all totally free, and you can start by going to news.freetalklive.com. You can link to our Twitter and our Facebook from our news.freetalklive.com page. And further, you can also sign up for our email list, where you will get emailed updates about the latest with Free Talk Live. All of that is over at news.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Chris. He's in Alstead, New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I've just been having fun this week playing, doing guard duty in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes, that's right. We talked a little bit about this last night, I think, on the program, or the night before. I don't remember which one it was. But you have been making headlines here in New Hampshire, at least in the Keene area. And this has been going on, I guess, in other cities, where after the shooting that happened in, I think it was Tennessee, a few days back, Oath Keepers like yourself, Chris, have come out to military recruiting centers, which are apparently places where the military men are prohibited from carrying weapons to defend themselves. And you have stood in defense of those defenseless individuals as sort of a statement of these gun-free zones are terrible ideas. Is that right, Chris?
Absolutely. And particularly in the case in Keene, it's not just recruiters. There's also private businesses that are in the same building, but they're all behind the door that says no guns allowed here.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Second floor, there's people up there that just have regular businesses.
Wow.
Cleaning people and stuff like that that, you know, work in there too, and they were the first ones who came out the door going, thank you so much for being here and doing this. But it's really
awesome.
You're talking a little bit about how to get the message out there in different ways. I mean, that's what it's been for me, and it's just really interesting because a lot of people that support us are pretty much Republican. You know, they're pretty much dyed in the wool, and they kind of have always gone with sort of the party line. They understand some of the aspects of liberty, but it's interesting to talk to them about, you know, legalization of heroin.
And you've been doing that?
Conversation. Absolutely. Engage them in a conversation.
That's awesome.
Who owns your body? And, you know, we had one vet who had heard about these people called Free Keen. He was from Claremont, and he's like, you know, what if, I'll tell you, one of them shows up and burns a flag. I'm like, well, you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the First Amendment. Let's talk about freedom of speech and talk about the fact that that's been declared even by the Supreme Court, something he understood, that is an example of free speech. And, you know, talk about...
It's supposed to be what the military's fighting for.
Well, that was what was really interesting to try to convey. And under the circumstances, you know, where you all have a common goal, where you're all there for pretty much the same reason, maybe with different motives. But it was really, I think, a really productive way to have some of those conversations, you know, talking.
Yeah, this is the way that you get, this is the way it's done. So the Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. But to move there and sort of be an enclave where you sort of hurl insults at people who aren't necessarily the, on board with your ideas, that's never going to work. What works is getting involved in the community and working with people who are not principled and talking to them about the ideas of liberty. On the fire department, I've had many opportunities to talk to people about my ideas. And, you know, I don't know how effective they've been, but as time goes by, we inch by inch, you get your ideas across.
Yeah, I think by actually volunteering to be productive in a community, going out and volunteering to help like you're doing, then
he started this, actually.
They're going to think twice about, you know, oh, I didn't realize that guy's a free stater. I guess they're not
right.
All crazy. You know, this guy's volunteering all the time.
Yeah, the more people that move here for the Free State Project, the more different areas of interest they're going to go and spend their time. So, like, you know, Taryn, you like to go to the old farm things that we were just talking about.
But being a good neighbor is activism.
No, I think to some extent it can be, as long as you're communicating over time with people. But, you know, you go to different things that Chris is going to go to, then I'm going to go to,
right.
And going to get involved in different clubs and organizations and things like that.
Everywhere.
And eventually, even if somebody sees something they don't like, because somebody might see what you're doing, Chris, and they might decide that that's not good activism, or, you know, you might have you had anybody drive by and yell, get a job at you yet?
Oh, you're not even from here. I bet you don't even pay taxes. It was pretty good. And this guy who was yelling that, well, honestly, it's like he pulled up, he stopped in the middle of the street, he looked at all of us and goes, I could have killed you all from right here.
Wow.
Really? And this is like, you know, this is a keen local, I'm assuming liberal. I'm sitting there going, yeah, you've got one former Army guy and two Marines with AR-15s who have done tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think the odds are against you, my friend.
Was he suggesting he was going to run you down with his car?
I have no idea, but those guys got the biggest smiles from all of us. We were always courteous, polite. That was one thing we really stressed.
Yep.
Courteous, polite, smile.
Just goes to show, it doesn't matter what your issue is. Anybody standing out and doing kind of, you know, some kind of public activism is going to be hated. There are going to be people who shout at you, who are rude to you, and who don't appreciate what you're doing. But on the other hand, there's been a bunch of people who stopped by. They brought you water. You've even had members of the Keene Police Department come by and, you know, shake your hand, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah, offer. The Keene Police have been by every time. They say, can we go get you anything? Do you need water? Do you guys need anything? We actually had to, one of the gentlemen who's helping out owns a local business, and we're using his storeroom to contain all the water, all the Gatorade, all the food. We've got gift cards. We've got cash. We've got home-cooked meals today. It was amazing. Cards, gifts. It's insane.
Let me share a little advice with you that kind of worked. There's a guy, Ernest Hancock, who had a similar situation go down where they were banning firearms. And what they figured out how to do was they sent a letter of notice to the company that owns it and basically said that you know, if you're going to disarm us on your premises, then you are responsible for defending our lives. And if something happens to us, you're liable. And all of a sudden, they took down the sign and let everybody carry firearms again. That's, you know, right. You might want to try that tactic, too, because it has had success with basically, you know, they never look at it as they're disarming people.
Right.
But if they're willing to disarm you, then you know what? They just took responsibility for your life.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to share about your experience thus far, Chris? It's been going, how many days have you been out there now?
This was the third day today. We plan on keeping going. I know there's been some talk about the military sending out memos saying, make these people feel uncomfortable. We want them.
Really?
Out. Yeah, yeah. Marines and the Army, a couple memos have been leaked out.
Wow.
Might have to come film you guys. Wait, are you going to be out there for another day or two?
We hope so. I'm going to be talking with the recruiters tomorrow to see if they're getting a lot of heat from them. And from day one, they've been supportive. They're like, they started out with, we can't stop you, but then they've spent a lot of time talking with us, stuff like that. Military wives coming by saying, you cannot imagine how much better we feel with you guys keeping our husband safe.
Isn't this really PR, though? I mean, the guy that did this was sort of acting like a lone wolf. I mean, what's the likelihood of this occurring again, with or without armed guards? I mean, isn't this just
total PR, in my opinion? But go ahead, Chris. You can answer the question.
Could be, but you also consider that, you know, since 9/11, and I'm re-quoting something that I've heard, and I can't back it up, but 21 attacks on military personnel in the United States since 9/11.
Okay.
So when you think about a Fort Hood, you think about the Navy shipyards down in D.C., you talk about attacks on recruiting stations, things like that. It may not be that far-fetched. You know, I don't go out in Keene, New Hampshire, and expect to get a drive-by from a bunch of crazed Islamic radicals or anything like that. But I don't know. There is some level of threat there, and that's why the majority of people have showed up to volunteer.
It's an outreach project, I think, first and foremost. I mean, because anybody who's really serious about killing military recruiters will simply follow them home, or they will, you know, wait until you guys go away. I mean, really. So, but it's a cool act of symbolism, and this is a world of symbolism. So this is one that's having an impact on people. And kudos to you, Chris, for going out there, because it's hot out there, by the way, when they're out there doing this stuff right now. And thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at Free Talk Live, check out Taryn on YouTube.
UME and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, be homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with all its killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at umeandbtc.com.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.